Welcome to Lesson 5. This lesson will show you how to create quick links to your favorite internet sites using Explorer's Favorites folder. First, we'll visit a cool web page and add it to your Favorites folder. Then we'll do some more surfing and return to that cool web page by using its Favorites link. Next, you'll open up the Favorites folder and I'll show you how to create a separate folder for a group of favorite sites. Then you'll move an existing favorite into the folder. Finally, I'll explain how to delete items from your Favorites folder. Look over the topics and then click the Play button to continue. If your Explorer program is not open right now, go ahead and double-click its icon on your desktop. If it is open, make sure Explorer's window is maximized. Click Zoom Tutor's Play button when Explorer is set up and ready to go. So far in this course, you've learned to visit internet sites by clicking links, entering URLs into the address box, and using the Go menu. Explorer offers yet another convenient way to surf the net. You can store links to internet sites in your Favorites folder. You can then quickly access these links from the Favorites button in the toolbar. To add an internet site to your Favorites folder, you first have to access the site. Let's do that now. First, click inside Explorer's address box and enter the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. As usual, I'll pause the audio whenever you link to a new site. Just click Zoom Tutor's Play button after the new page is displayed. This is a fun site and I like to come here often. But instead of typing in that long URL, I use my Favorites folder to access it. Let's add this site to your Favorites folder. Later, I'll show you how to delete it if you want. First, click the Favorites button in Explorer's toolbar. Now click the first item, which is called Add to Favorites. You should now see a small dialog box called Add to Favorites. Explorer has entered the name of this internet document, but you can give it a different name if you want. This is the name that will appear in the Favorites menu. We'll leave the name the way it is. Click the OK button in the dialog box. Believe it or not, that's all there is to it. Click the Favorites button again. The lower section of the menu should display the name of the page you just added. You might have some other sites listed here. No matter where you are on the internet, you can just click an item in the Favorites menu and you'll go right to that page. Even when you disconnect from the internet and close Explorer, all your favorites stay in this menu. Let's see if it really works. First, click the Favorites button again to remove the menu. Now click the Home button in Explorer's toolbar. The Favorites menu in Explorer's menu bar is exactly the same as the Favorites button in the toolbar. This time, click the Favorites menu. Click the favorite item you just added. Pretty easy, don't you think? Let's try it again. This time, we'll go to Zoom's software site and add it to your favorites list. Yes, I know that's self-serving, but you can delete it later if you want. First, click inside Explorer's address box. Now type in the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window and press Enter. Zoom Software's page should be completely displayed on your screen. Click the Favorites button in your toolbar. Now click the Add to Favorites item. You can keep the name that's displayed in the Add to Favorites dialog box. Click the OK button. Zoom Software is now in your Favorites folder. You can work with the links in your Favorites list by opening up the Favorites folder. For example, you can edit the URL associated with a favorite, move and delete favorites, and even create separate folders for groups of your favorites. Let's check it out. First, click the Favorites button in the toolbar. Now click the Organize Favorites item. You should now see the Organize Favorites dialog box. The sites that have been added to your Favorites folder should be listed here. Some people use their favorites so often they like to organize them into categories, such as software sites or university sites. Explorer lets you create individual folders within the Favorites folder. Each folder appears as a separate item in the Favorites menu. Just for fun, let's create a folder called Software Sites. First, click the button that has a picture of a folder with a star on it. If you move the mouse pointer over the button, its tooltip will say Create New Folder. A new folder icon should appear in the list and is temporarily called New Folder. The cursor should be blinking inside the Name section. If it is not, click inside the name once and then click again. Now type the words Software Sites and press Enter. Then click the Play button when you're finished. Right now, the Software Sites folder is empty. Let's move the Zoom software link into the folder. First, click anywhere on the Zoom software item. Now click the button labeled Move near the bottom of the window. You should now see another small dialog box listing the folders that appear within your Favorites folder. Click on the Software Sites folder. Now click the OK button in the Folders dialog box. The Zoom software item is now inside the Software Sites folder. Double-click the folder to make sure. Now let's see what your Favorites menu looks like. First, close the Organize Favorites window by clicking the Close button. Now click the Favorites button in the toolbar. The Software Sites folder should appear near the top of the lower section. Highlight the Software Sites entry with your mouse. The Zoom software entry should appear in the submenu. Since we're already at Zoom's webpage, I won't have you click it now. Instead, I'm going to show you how to delete items from your Favorites folder. Click the Organize Favorites item from this menu now. You can delete a folder and all the favorites inside it using the Delete button in the lower section of this window. Let's delete the Software Sites folder and the Zoom software item. If you don't want to do this, you click Zoom Tutor's Next button to skip over this section. First, click on the Software Sites folder. Now click the Delete button. You might see a message from Windows asking you to confirm the delete. If you see this message, click the Yes button. Another way to delete a favorite is by clicking on it and then pressing the Delete key on your keyboard. If you'd like to remove any more favorites now, pause the audio, delete them, and then click Zoom Tutor's Play button to continue with the lesson. Now close the Organize Favorites window by clicking the Close button. As you surf the internet, you might find yourself using your favorites list quite often. This concludes Lesson 5. If you're planning to move right on to Lesson 6, you can leave the Explorer window open. If not, close Explorer by clicking its Close button in the title bar. In a moment, you'll return to the Explorer tutorial menu where you can select Lesson 6. In that lesson, you'll learn how to send and receive email messages using the Internet Mail program. Goodbye.